prime time to post, my phone goes off. And so I know when to post on Instagram because I'm like that crazy obsessed with being around you guys at the right time when you are on. So anyway, today's video is all about living your purpose. Yes, this is something that I know you're going to love because it relates to pleasure, it relates to passion, and it relates to living a good life. So let's dive into it, shall we? This topic today is very close to my heart because it's something that I've been pursuing and following and enjoying for like my entire life, like since I can remember. I think I was like 18, 19 since I started to follow this concept, and ever since then it's just been joy after joy. So baby, this concept you're going to love if you want to follow your purpose and uncover your purpose in life. Now here's the thing, a lot of us think that our life purpose is some grandiose thing. Someday, one day, far from now, I'll be this amazing, internationally recognized, best-selling author on Oprah, TEDx speaker. Yes, certainly, that can be your purpose, and it probably, maybe, could be, is. But here's the thing, your life purpose, the reason for you coming into this earth, is a lot more simpler than that. And the mind, I was gonna go into like the complexities of behind it, before you were born, rah, 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 rah. But then I'm like, no, let's just give you the best bits, the bits that you, darling, can use. So, the thing is, it's a lot simpler. It's not hard, but our minds like, loves to complicate it. And it loves to have it as a someday, one day thing, I'll be that speaker, that coach, that internationally recognized expert, that TEDx talk speaker, or whatever, right? Or photographer, etc. The mind loves that shit. It fucking loves it. It loves to project things as in like one day from now, 2 days, 2 years, 10 years from now. Guess what? The thing is, you just gotta start now. And when it comes to your life purpose, here's the thing. Here's the thing. When it comes to your life purpose, it's not about someday, one day. It's actually right here and now. You can do everything that you want right here and now. And, but you're probably thinking, far, Sarah, seriously, man. Like, honestly, I need money, I need resources, I need time. But here's the thing. Your life purpose, this is the thing. The thing that you are meant to do, you can do every single moment. And here's the real catch. Here's the thing that you need to know about your purpose. Just looking at my son outside. Here's the thing, my partner's with him, about life purpose. You think it's a one day, someday thing, it's a big thing. It's actually a here and now thing. So whatever excites you in this moment, your excitement is your purpose. So whatever excites you is what you're meant to do, baby. So simple. So let's say right now, doing a video excites you. Do that goddamn video. If taking that beautiful photo excites you, take that photo. Now you're thinking, oh, but that's just so small. Small things equal big things. When I first started implementing this concept, example, when I first started implementing this concept, I was wanting to do writing. I was excited by writing. At the time, I dropped out of school when I was 14. My English teacher said, blah, 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 you can't do school, see? English, you suck, you can't do it. So I dropped out of school, blah, blah, long story short. I never had any educational formal training. In English, right? Because I never even listened to this girl. Fuck, who listens to this girl? Seriously. And I wanted to get into writing. I was like 18 years old. And I just felt this call, this excitement inside me bubbling up, bursting over. And yes, I'm wearing the same clothes as yesterday because that's what we do around here. Some days we wear the same clothes twice in a row. Sometimes even three times in a row. That's called hashtag mum life. I started just writing poetry because I couldn't write anything longer. That's all I could. But that was my excitement. I started writing poetry. Then I started writing paragraphs of like short articles that inspire you. Then I started writing longer articles. And then I started getting published. And then when I was like 19 or 20 years old, I wrote a book on authentic self-discovery. And then I've kept writing all this time, off and on throughout the years. And I've written for Huffington Post, Thought Catalog, as well as print magazines. And that's the thing. Your excitement is the thing that you're meant to be doing. It is your life purpose. You need to follow that call of excitement in the moment, no matter how small. And do not worry about the outcome, it's about the process. So enjoy the journey, follow your excitement. Now you know the real truth about following your life purpose and finding your life purpose. It's so simple, it's not hard, don't complicate it. Go out there and follow your purpose today. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and give it a big thumbs up, obviously, or this episode if you're tuning in by audio, because I do also stream this on podcast. So if you're tuning in, please like it and share it with your friends if you think they'd love to learn about their life purpose. And who wouldn't? So share this, subscribe to my channel, come on over to Insta at Sarah Marie Little. I've got some gorgeous photos on there and I want to connect with you. I want to learn more about you. What are you up to in the world? Who are you? What are you doing? How are you inspiring people? What is your pleasure? What turns you on? Let me know, darling, and I'll see you next time. Tomorrow with, I think this was episode 15 maybe, with another episode of Intimate Catch-Ups with Sarah Marie. Ciao.